Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
No matter where you work from these days, take Gresh and Fourier with you on the Odyssey app. Favorite WEEI.
Huck it talk. Huck it talk. Huck it talk.
In the movies, they always go out and find a kid who's really good to join the team.
Hey, that's right. We need a ringer.
We need a Canadian.
We've seen Fourier on skates before, so all of the talk is nonsense.
They're dinosaurs. They know how to, survive.
I got a shout-out Razor. That donut's for him.
Don't worry. I got Bruins plate. People get out of our way.
Au revoir. Have a good game.
Hockey talk. Let's welcome in all the honkies for the hockey talk.
Hey.
Oh, sorry. I forgot.
Part honky here.
Part honky. Half, sorry. Two honkies and a half talking hockey on the Harbor One Hotline. Here's Andrew Razor Raycroft of Nesson. That's a hell of an intro,
Super honky Andrew Raycroft. You get extra points for being a honky from Canada.
Well, no, he is a honky hoser.
Oh, he's double H.
Oh.
Wow.
Is that mega insulting, Razor?
I don't even know what you guys are talking about. So no, I'm not insulted. I don't even understand.
We have to get
That's
you
probably
to,
good.
We have to get Razor to watch. I don't know if they had the Jeffersons on Nickelodeon up there because they invented the show. You can't do that on television. Have you been green slimed, Razor?
No, I never got slimed, fortunately. But certainly watched that as a kid.
Me too.
As much as I possibly could.
Love it. Yeah, I think a lot of people did.
Now there's this whole expose now on that show.
Well, I mean.
I know. You didn't want to be on that. I thought we wanted to be there when we were kids, but I don't think we wanted to be on that show.
Yeah, there for what you wish for.
80s and 90s were a wild time, yeah. If you hear you're a Disney star, make sure the checks don't bounce. Anyway, so Razor, we know it is Toronto, and I want to start with this. I was conflicted the other night because the Bruins didn't finish it off to win the division yet. I'm happy they're playing Toronto. I almost kind of feel like I'm feeding into what is a loser's mentality. So am I right to just kind of feel that way? Is it a weird situation, or can you talk me off the ledge a little bit of not feeling so verklempt about the way the season ended?
No, I think listen, I think Toronto, from my opinion, I thought Toronto was going to be harder than Tampa. So I if that helps you, I think just simple. This is a simple stat that kind of explains why and or at least why you shouldn't feel, because I don't think the Bruins intentionally did anything. Like there's no way. I've never been around somewhere as a team that did. The Toronto Maple Leafs are fifth in the NHL in 5-on-5 scoring, and the Tampa Bay Lightning are 25th. So, like, the Leafs got more points. I think there's a lot of different areas where they're a better hockey team than Tampa. So we knew this first round was going to be very difficult no matter who they played. And whether it's Tampa or Toronto, people doing interviews like this right now, they're saying the same thing. It would have been hard playing Florida or Boston, and we just have to do our best.
So, Racer, which team is more tormented by their past? Like Gresh was talking about the Bruins last year, or just the overall failures that Toronto has had against the Bruins overall?
I'm not sure. I think we'll see. I think at the end of this round, we'll know. I think it's hard to say now just because, And it's a huge because is we're not seeing Patrice Bergeron play for the first time in 20 years in a playoff series. And we're not seeing David Krejci for the first time in 15 years. And I think that changes both the narrative for the Bruins and for the league. You could see how Austin Matthews would be, you know, feel a little better centering up against, not against Patrice Bergeron. But the Bruins have an opportunity and the leadership of this have an opportunity to continue that and make their own mental hurdles for other teams. And I look forward to seeing them rise to that occasion.
Yeah, Reyes, I was thinking, you mentioned a bunch of names, like especially for the Bruins. So, I mean, how contentious can it be? I'm just curious. I haven't looked at the roster of Toronto probably as much as you have, but how many guys are kind of aware and still around on each team for that kind of understand the rivalry, especially in the postseason? I mean, is it like a lot of guys still around?
No, not really, but it's all the main guys. So the least five big players, Nylander, Matthews, Marner, Tavares, and Riley are the five guys that were here in 19. So they know firsthand. I think two of those players have gotten much better. One of those players is kind of the same, and two of those players have gotten worse since 19. So I think it kind of like levels out with their offensive capabilities. I think they're a more mature group. I think their best player, Austin Matthews, has gotten better at his 200-foot game. I think he's harder to play against. I think he's going to be more of a handful this series than what he was in 19. But that all being said, everyone else is different. And I don't think that kind of history, I think more the recent regular season history is a problem for the Leafs in that the Bruins just match up really well. We know there's some teams that play a certain style that make it harder on other teams, and I think that's what the Bruins do between their goaltending and defensive structure, makes it a little harder from the Leafs and gets them out of their comfort zone just a little bit.
Our buddy Andrew Razor Raycroft of Nesson, and of course here at WEEI with us on the Harbor One Hotline. Speaking of Toronto, if you're the Toronto coach, Sheldon Keefe, among the great Keefes in the world, like Rich Keefe here at WEEI. But anyway, how do you reverse the results of the regular season?
Well, that's what he's losing sleep over right now.
What would be the one correction that he almost has to try to even this up a little bit, considering the Bruins have leaned on Toronto all regular season?
Yeah, they have to play a harder neutral zone game, and they have to stay out of the penalty box. The last game where the Bruins won 4-1, they got into penalty trouble early. The Bruins got the lead, and they just can't chase against this Bruins team. It's really difficult to come from behind. And even they came two goals down in the Garden in the first game. They played at the Garden, but still lost in overtime or a shootout. I think the Leafs have to focus on their starts and getting to their game as soon as possible. And how they do that is just getting pucks deep. They cannot turn pucks over. They cannot try and make plays. They have to be very, very simple. And I think that's what's hard for them to do at times. They have world-class players that want to play and want to move the puck, and they have a hard time staying patient offensively, and I think that's where the Bruins have been able to capitalize in recent years and this season.
So we're talking to Andrew Razor Raycroft, the Razor. So, the goalie situation, obviously, it is what it is. But I'm curious if you look at past games and to try to draw some sort of indication of who is actually going to start? Do you look at Swayman against Toronto? Do you look at Allmark against Toronto? I mean, or does it even matter? Like, if Swayman had a good outing and was successful against Toronto, do you say, all right, this guy is comfortable playing against them? Like, this is this sweet spot. Do you start him, or does it even matter?
No, I think it matters a little bit. I think certainly the success that Swayman had against the Leafs this season has to come into play. It has to be part of the protein shake that the Bruins are putting together for their goaltenders.
There you go.
And
slide it in there.
Good callback, Razor. So, great callback.
So I do, like, again, we heard and from Montgomery that Allmark kind of had the inside track, and because of his play the last 6 weeks, I think that gap might have tightened a little bit because it's the Leafs, and you could see, you know, you could see either one of those goaltenders now in the first round and make a case for the reason why either one of them starts this tomorrow night.
Yeah, because I was even thinking, like, because I know baseball players or, you know, for specific reasons, hitters like certain ballparks. And, you know, I know yeah. some basketball players, like, listen, I just always play good in this gym. I don't know what it is, but, man, I can see the hoop so well, like, when I'm at this gym. Is it? Did you ever have a place or a team that you played against an arena where he's like, wow, this is my sweet spot. Love playing here.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, yeah, unfortunately, I didn't have enough sweet spots. I would have played a little bit longer had I had those sweet spots. But, no, it would, like, if I'm Swayman, Jeremy Swayman, and I played against this team and had that, like, I have a lot of positive vibes in my head. I have a lot of early positive thoughts. Of course, positive thoughts don't win hockey games in the Stanley Cup playoffs, but they certainly help. And they certainly relax you, and they certainly put you in a good place physically, mentally. So I think that it's you don't have – let's not, like, put the hay in the barn because of it, but let's – you know, it is something there, and any player is looking for an edge, and that should give Swayman an edge because of his success this season.
Andrew Razor-Raycroft with Gresh and Fourier breaking down. Bruins getting ready to start their series against Toronto on Saturday night. Judging by the lines at practice today, Razor, Lindholm, McAvoy, top D pair once again. Is it locked in that's the way Jim Montgomery will at least go into game one with Lindholm and McAvoy together?
I'm trying to figure out what these lineups mean. If it matters today, if it doesn't matter, I'm certainly not. You know, I think everyone at Warrior is in Patriot Way mode, where you're not getting the real truth. And if you hear something that's supposed to be the truth, probably look 180 degrees the other way. I think yes. If I was in charge, I would have McAvoy and Lindholm together at least at home. You have the matchup. You have last change.
Mm-hmm.
You can really dictate. You have him up against Matthews. And what's going to be interesting, if it stays a 5-on-5 game, but if it goes to power play and you have Shattenkirk on the first unit, that's another minute that McAvoy gets the rest, and then you can deploy him for the extra minute 5-on-5. So I would put them together, yes, and I would put them together for the Matthews line, and I would put them on at least 55% of the time against the Tavares line, the second line as well. Like, you can envision McAvoy and Lindholm playing 21 minutes of even strength time and having both of those top two lines 90% of the time.
Well, I know that's what I was going to follow up and ask you was do you pair them up at home but split them up on the road?
I could see where they get split up a little bit more. There's going to be defensive zone situations or offensive zone where you get them both out there, but you can also see a scenario where they get up in a game and you basically piggyback them. So one of them's on the ice the second half of a game on the road in different situations. So I think we'll see a lot of quick changes, but I do think at home you can pair them. On the road, you'll see a little bit more of one in, one out.
So, Bridget has a question for you. Do you guys know each other, by the way?
We have a show
yeah,
together.
We go way back.
Oh, wow, that's crazy. Oh, let's see how natural of a fit this is.
It's almost like you were supposed to call in.
That was Razor's fault, by the way. It was
Bridget,
Razor's
don't
fault.
Fall for it.
It was Razor's fault showing up late. And since Bridget was here and you guys are, you know, do a show, I was like, oh, let Bridget jump in here.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know how to like push Razor's buttons now. Fourier's good at it.
Yep.
But I know that the one thing Razor hates talking about is the goalie rotation.
He's uncomfortable with it because he was a goalie, though, right? He doesn't want to play favorites.
And he is not budging on his opinion.
Which is what?
Go ahead, Razor.
Well, no, I don't think that it'll be – I'm very serious. I'm very focused.
So you can't
on the
even
fact
spit it out.
Be, no, I know. That's why I'm so like, yeah, it's exhausting. I do not believe that there will be a goalie that plays game one, game three, game five, and game seven. I do not see a strict rotation. It sounds impossible to do to me. We'll probably see both goaltenders. I think we'll see all four goaltenders in the first 3.5 games of this series. I think both goalies and both coaches are going to go to the other guy at some point. I just don't see it being one-on, one-off for the Bruins. I'm not like it has been in the regular season. It's just there's so many circumstances that don't allow that to happen.
What are your expectations for what Pat Maroon can add to this group?
Well, this matchup, especially, good thing you have him, because now Ryan Reeves can't be the bully of the series. He cannot run around. Like, both of these guys, Reeves and Maroon, are going to level guys on the forecheck. Like, guys are going to get hit. That's what they're going to do. That's what they know they can do well, and that's how they're very effective, is pucks are going to go down into the corner, and Maroon's going to go in and level somebody. And it's going to be a Leaf defenseman, and you're going to have to peel him off the board. So that's and he's going to offset Ryan Reeves' ability to do it too much on the other side. So those guys offset in the physicality part. I think what we saw in just the two games that he played, he's very good down low. He's very smart. He's very experienced. He's good on the boards. He's good in front of the net. He gets a lot of respect out on the ice. He gets a lot of room because he's a big man, and guys don't want to challenge him. So I think he becomes a really big, important piece of this puzzle, especially against the Leafs team.
All right, Fourier, do you want to ask any betting questions of Razor, or are you gut feeling it?
Gut feeling it for this series?
For this series or whatever. I didn't know if there was anything that the Fourier Bet Network was on that you might want to run by Razor.
No, my question to Razor would be is, what do they do for? What do the Bruins do to accomplish? Is there anything that
like
you
a
go
sweep?
Well, it doesn't have to be a team thing. It could be an individual. Like, is Pastrnak a do for like a 2-goal game? Like, you know, like is
somebody about to break out?
Yeah, who's due, Razor?
Oh, okay. Well, no, I actually understand the question too. I'm with you on this wavelength. I was with you before you even had to read. So my first do is Jeremy Swayman and Linus Allmark, individually, collectively, are way too good to have lost three first-round series in a row.
That's my
first
I
take.
Like
I just both of these guys recognize they have to win. You don't want to go too long without winning playoff series in the NHL. It kind of starts to roll, and these guys are too good. They're just too good to lose three first-round series in a row. So I feel good about that due. The other dude is Trent Frederick. Trent Frederick, 0 points in the playoffs, wasn't tremendous last season. I think he is a huge piece of this, and I think he gets going offensively.
It's interesting that the Bruins for the series are only at -125. It feels like with the way things have gone in the regular season, that number might be a little higher. But that's why we get to break it all down with our buddy Razor, because whatever we don't understand, we turn to our resident goalie with us on the Harbor One Hotline. What are the marching orders for you, Razor? Like, what does it look like now? I know y'all got one more round, and then after that, you're just studio Razor at that point?
He gets iced out.
Correctamundo. So we've got the first round. And then second round will be still on Nesson pre and post intermissions, but we will not have the game. So we go to the desk for hopefully another three series, ideally. But first things first, we'll be the Garden. I'm sure the garden will be well lubed by 8:20 tomorrow night.
It'll be electric.
It'll be quite interesting. Get there early, folks.
I love it. Razor, thank you, buddy. I so look forward to talking with you during this playoff run. Thanks a bunch, pal. Have a great weekend.
You too, gang. Enjoy the games.
All right, there we go. There goes Andrew Razor Raycroft on the Harbor One Hotline.
He should be joining us on Monday as well, just so you know. So we're going to have the game on Saturday. We'll get a recap of that and then a preview of Monday's game.
Oh, really?
If somebody tell Razor.
And in the,
why don't we just have him come to the studio for 4 hours?
Well, and in
that too.
And in the meantime, the hockey show will be on Sunday. With
yeah,
Bridget
the hockey show. That's what it's called.
Yeah, hockey show.
You should just call it Hockey Talk. Call it Hockey Talk for one Sunday, and I'll be there the entire show.
It is the Sunday Skate, I
there
do
we
believe.
Go.
Correct?
There
you
go. Yes.
I was trying to convince for you that it's just called Hockey Show, so that way he would go with it. You know,
not a
like
bad
hockey
name?
Talk.
That's already what he calls it.
Hockey Talk.
I mean, now that he knows it exists.
I am a P1. Well, that was a T. I was
sure it was.
It was yeah, a sure. He was, you up.
He was definitely wasn't in the talk back then. Hey, do you guys know each other?
And by the way, I could totally hear him in the talk back too, because I'm in the middle of talking to Razor and he's like, "Hey, do you guys know each other?"
Damn it.
That your talk back voice is the
loud,
same as your on-air voice.
Same way. Yeah, exactly. I'm pressing the stupid button.
You gotta
coming over the air on Gresh's mic.
You can like hear it in there.
No, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
The only person that couldn't hear it was me, who he was trying to talk to.
That is true.
Do you even have headphones on?
Yeah, I do.
Those headphones don't connect to the talk back.
Oh.
They only go to my ear.
Why?
I'm talking to her and you're hearing it. Yeah. You're translating.
Why would
that work?
Why would both producers need to hear the talent when they're talking to someone in the
with
the
special
button
to Bridget over there?
Yeah, we're just nodding
to her.
And gestures.
God. You know what I'm going to do from now on? I'm going to hold up a sign. Be like, Bridget, do we have this? Since you can't hear us. Holy crap.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.